This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Trump and the Throwback Presidency. Donald Trump's term is now officially and forever the throwback presidency. Not because we can throw him back, but because he's proving that his views on race and ethnicity are more common to those of Woodrow Wilson, Teddy Roosevelt, and pre-Civil War presidents, and most of our founding fathers who charted the country. Taking the long view, as I'm sure many pundits will, we can conclude from our history that the country has survived racist, chauvinist, and jingoist presidents. So we will surely survive Donald Trump's time in the White House as well. The caveat there being that he doesn't stumble bomb the country into nuclear war, which is still on the list of things to worry about for most of us. And we undoubtedly will survive the huge shame and disgrace of watching him lower the reputation and standing of the U.S., both here and abroad. There are countries where we will have lost whatever was the last smidgen of our moral authority, since our president unabashedly slurs their nations and their people. The White House at this point doesn't even bother to apologize to the world and its people when the president disparages whole countries. After Trump attacked African countries, among others, during debates on immigration as being blankety-blank coal countries, his spokesperson, rather than apologizing or at least having the courtesy to lie for the president and claim he was misquoted, seemed to defend his racism by saying essentially that he was always for America first. What the heck does that mean? Is he saying that being for America first, which frankly all presidents are, you are therefore by definition a racist and a drum beater for some kind of white ethnic purity? Wow. The irony is that I won't even be able to quote Trump's words directly when I record these notes for radio play, because what the President of the United States says in the White House, the Federal Communications Commission will not allow us to broadcast over the radio. Most of us will only know this outrage by reading the newspapers, because broadcasters of all stripes have had to tiptoe around his exact language. Just outrageous. Having a throwback president who claims he's putting America first simply means for the coming 3 years and for many years to follow, as the country tries to repair the damage that Trump is doing to our world standing and national reputation, all of us, both to our own neighbors as we travel, we'll have to apologize for Trump and the shame he's brought to all of us, and reminisce when the United States at least tried to show leadership in moving the world and all of its people forward rather than taking us and everyone else back to the caves. We can work out this problem among ourselves because, thanks to President Trump, he's isolating us almost completely into little more than an island landmass between two big oceans. Here. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.